Hi, everybody. I'm Adam Wiener. Welcome again to the UroOnc Minute. These are quick updates from the experts in urologic oncology. We're continuing our series here at AUA 26 in Washington, D.C. I'm very excited to be joined by Dr. Carissa Chu, assistant professor in urology at UC San Francisco. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Wonderful. And we got a great topic today. We're talking about variant histologies in bladder cancer. Relatively rare, but we encounter this in the common practice as well. So Carissa, why don't you start us off? What are the things that we've learned recently about variant histology?
So variant histology now goes by a couple of other names. So urothelocarcinoma with aberrant histology, or divergent differentiation, or histologic subtypes. But essentially we're talking about, you know, parts of the tumor that don't look quite like traditional urothelial carcinoma. And in some series, in ours that we just published last year, up to 40% of these tumors will harbor some divergence or some variant histology. And I still use variant histology kind of day to day because it rolls off the tongue.
Yes.
It's kind of how I train. But you know, the pathology purist will want to call it something more specific. It includes, you know, micropapillary, includes sarcomatoid, plasmacytoid, squamous, glandular, and, you know, neuroendocrine. The list goes on and on.
That's great. And I think what was wonderful about your publication, too, is you attempted to kind of characterize things at the biological level a bit, or genomic level a bit more.
Yeah.
What do you feel like we learned from that?
So I think the first thing we learned, which is kind of confirms what we already know, is that there's sort of this split. There's this stratification of how patients do. And for sure, the patients who have plasmacytoid, sarcomatoid, and squamous, you know, we know this, just do the worst overall, even after you adjust for stage. So there's something about that biology that's really aggressive. When we do whole exome sequencing of a slide that contains both the standard urothelial component, yeah, and the divergent or the variant component, you can see that there's actually a common precursor. So these, you know, variants are coming from what was originally urothelial carcinoma and then became something else and looks on the slide like some other, you know, looks morphologically different, but they seem to come from a similar origin. That's in contrast to something like pure adenocarcinoma, which we sometimes see in the bladder, like let's say urachal. Those don't have really any shared mutations.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's more rare, but you can have two types of tumor side by side as well.
And do you feel like this divergence is related to treatment exposure or just something that can happen over time as the tumor evolves?
You know, it's a really good question. I don't think we really understand. You know, as these tumors evolve, they can acquire these mutations that now look targetable. And I think that was a really important part of the paper. So,
yeah.
Micropapillary is really enriched for HER2 mutations. You know, neuroendocrine, RB1, maybe, you know, P10 loss. PIK3CA is another big target, KRAS mutation. So I think it's important to molecularly characterize these tumors so that maybe in the near future we can find, you know, better treatments or better, more precise or more targeted therapies for them. But, you know, to answer your question, I think maybe some tumors just have the machinery to be able to evolve and change. And so maybe we're seeing that, you know, some of these more aggressive phenotypes just accumulate those mutations earlier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as you know, this is a very practical podcast. We try to educate the general urology population.
Yeah.
If you were to give some recommendations to the practicing urologists who might encounter this, how do you feel that should guide their practice?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, I think once we encounter muscle invasive disease with some variant component, it's important to kind of have your antennas up a little bit. And I think things that are fairly prognostic are, you know, burden of that, you know, what percentage is involved? What is the precise subtype that's involved? And so, you know, getting a second pathology review is sometimes helpful. You know, getting molecular characterization on, you know, whatever platform you have access to can be helpful. Seeking a second opinion in some cases can be helpful in case there are trials open that can help, you know, target this particular population. And it's really kind of an orphan disease, right? So even though we know it's around, we know the outcomes are bad, you know, this is a population that's really kind of been undertreated.
Absolutely.
Need more attention.
And that's why, you know, the work that you've been working on has been incredibly valuable. Well, what are you excited about in this field? Where do you see things going?
Oh, I mean, everything. Bladder is such an exciting time in bladder cancer right now, you know, and I think where I would love to see the field go is, you know, have a more kind of discussion about how we're including these different subtypes and, you know, variants in trials. You know, I think Niagara did a great job of that. There was a large percentage of patients with variant histology in their muscle invasive group, in their cohort for the neoadjuvant therapy. But you really see underrepresentation across the board. So as we come out with sort of the next generation of target therapies, I know we have infortibab now, and we've characterized kind of Nectin-4 expression across some of these different subtypes. Thinking about, you know, how we're going to include the characterization of these tumors with the next generation of cardiotherapies.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. Carissa Chu, Assistant Professor of Urology at UC San Francisco. Thank you so much for coming on to the Uro-Onc Minute.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Have a good rest of your meeting.
Thank you.